for Lyman Ag Supply and the Family Vision Center. This is Bob Debensee along with Grant Jelly, the conservation officer for Cass and Adair Counties, on this morning's Conservation Report. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about the weather. Yesterday was a top 10 winter day, and a lot of people say they don't like winter, but I think they've just been brainwashed, and that's the thing to say is I hate snow and I hate this and this and that. But if you just take a minute on a morning like yesterday, there's no wind. It is cold.
Sure.
Snow on the ground, sun shining. There's no better winter day than that.
No.
Probably as good a day as there is all year.
There is, and yeah, I happen to like, you know, winter and fall myself. You can always put on more clothes. In the summertime, when you can't cool down, that's
exactly
a problem.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's a neat time of the year when, you know, you don't have to contend with the dust, you don't have to contend with bugs or anything like that. So there's a lot of fun things to do with a family this time of the year. It just requires a few extra layers of clothing, but ice fishing is good now. People are starting to get out and look for shed deer antlers, so there's all sorts of stuff that you can do to kind of alleviate that cabin fever that you may be suffering since you've been in the house. But when I moved to Iowa, I was kind of dreading 4 feet of snow and shoveling snow till my back killed me. But this is the first real snow we've had all year, and besides a cold snap there around the deer seasons, it's really been a mild winter. So it's if you don't like winter, I guess this is the one where you can kind of get along with.
Yeah, right. It was the snowbirds. They hated to leave. It was so nice up here, but
yeah,
they did get out of here anyways. But beautiful, beautiful weather. Good time to watch wildlife if you're going to do a little feeding of. I got a little deal where I feed the rabbits around my barn. I give them an ear of corn once in a while and kind of help them out. Habitat building, this is a good time of year to start thinking about and doing some things as far as making better habitat.
It is, and, this is something that is kind of my job as a conservation officer, not only to enforce the laws, but to give people a little bit of advice along the way, how to improve their properties. And, of course, we have biologists that work with private landowners, on a day-to-day basis. But this is, if you're a hunter or a person who simply enjoys watching wildlife, now is the time to be thinking about how you can make those improvements. Winter is the perfect time if you are into food plot work. This is the perfect time to be sowing clover on those plots that you may have, especially if we have an inch or two of snow. It may sound crazy, but if you spread that clover seed out there, when that snow starts to melt, it kind of sucks it into the soil, and you don't have to do a whole lot of prep for that particular food plot that you may be working on. It's also a good time, just to kind of evaluate your property, see if you can maybe make some changes. With no leaves being on, it's a great time to get out there and kind of, do an overall inventory of what you've got. Maybe do some tree cutting or some tree thinnings. It's a good time, sometimes when we have ice storms or we have heavy snow, we see branches that get broke off of the trees. Instead of, piling those up into a pile and burning them, I always try to encourage folks to, make brush piles with those things because they benefit rabbits, quail, even pheasants at times. And, rather than using something and burning it or mulching it up, it doesn't hurt to do things that will improve your habitat on your property. So those are just some simple things. I know Christmas has just gotten over, so if you've got a real Christmas tree laying around, you can gather up a few of them. With the ponds being frozen right now, you can put those out on the ice, put an anchor with them, and you've got yourself, when the ice disappears, you've got a good place to fish next spring. So there's all sorts of things that you can be doing. Wood duck boxes, if you've got them on your ponds with the ice on, if they're out there in the water themselves, now's a good time to go check on them and clean them out and put new shavings in for the spring. So, don't let this opportunity slip away. I guess I would encourage people, if you're lucky enough to be a landowner and you're into hunting or watching wildlife, now's the perfect time to be planning for the spring.
Mm-hmm. Good time, too, to put out a goose nest if people are into that. You can do some real good there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a lot easier to work with things when there's ice on instead of, trying to get on waders or out in a John boat trying to slosh around. So, yeah, the winter's a good time to be doing all sorts of maintenance on the property.
You bet. farmers need to do a little reciprocal things with our geese. The geese have been out really feeding all over, and they're cleaning up a lot of corn that would normally be volunteer corn, so they got rid of that. Now maybe with the snow on, farmers ought to scatter a few of this cheap corn out for them to
there you
snack
go.
On.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt to help them along, too. I see people have done it out here at the Schilberg Ponds in town on occasion, so...
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they will survive. They're hardy birds, and if they don't find their food here, that's why they got wings, and they can go further south where there's no snow. So they'll make it through.
You bet. Okay, things coming down to an end. We're going to close down some seasons as of Tuesday, the 31st. We've got some major ones stocked.
We do. You know, I saw a couple of guys out quail hunting yesterday, which is kind of a rare thing to see anymore. But, yep, quail season comes to an end on the 31st, along with gray partridge. Rough grouse really doesn't apply to us here in southwestern Iowa, but we do have a rough grouse season in Iowa, which will be coming to a close as well. And, of course, squirrel season will also be coming to an end then. So after those major ones kind of close, you'll have rabbit season will be left open until the end of February. And, of course, this is kind of the time of the year when people enjoy getting out and doing some predator hunting. Coyote season never closes, so that's a year-round thing. But, you know, you need to be aware that if you are a predator hunter and you're out hunting, that the season for bobcats will close on Tuesday as well. So those are just some things to keep in mind. And then, of course, trapping season, most of the trapping season, major species will come to an end then. The raccoons, the badgers, all that good stuff will come to an end as far as trapping goes. The only exception will be the beavers. That'll go on until April. So we've got some time to do that water trapping yet, but most of the trapping, by and large, comes to an end on the end of January as well.
Okay. Interesting thing in the newsletter that come out of the head office in Des Moines, they're looking for volunteer observers to observe wildlife. This would include the raptors and this type of thing. But what really interested me was that they want people to monitor the frog and toad population, and to do that, you need to do it by ear.
That's right. It's one of those things. And then there's some biologists and you know, other folks who are really up on amphibian noises, I guess you'd say, that can distinguish the different species by their sound. I'm not one of those guys, but yeah, it's an important thing. And, you know, people do that for songbirds, too. You hear a lot of these ornithologists who can, you know, identify hundreds of different species of bird calls. So, yeah, these are important things that we ask the public to get involved in. They help us out because, you know, the DNR only has so many employees, and if you enjoy doing this stuff, it's a great opportunity to get out and assist and kind of give us a overall inventory of what we've actually got out there. So we're probably not going to hear many frogs right now, but when the weather does warm up, you'd be surprised when you get some of those warmer days here in the next few months, how those spring peepers start to make their noises. And so it's just around the corner.
Got 16 species of frogs and toads in the state of Iowa. And this kind of works like your pheasant route. You have to drive a route around the ponds at night, which some people don't really care for. But as the department says, this is a unique experience and opportunity to explore Iowa's wild places at night. That's something our teenagers generally do on a regular basis, so
yeah.
It shouldn't be
if
too
we could,
scary.
If we
there.
Could convert them to doing this, maybe instead of some of the other things they get themselves wrapped up in, we'd all have something there.
You bet. Let's talk about something that's happening down in your buddy's country down in Page County. Boy, he's going to have his hands full, and hopefully you'll have some guys go down to help him. This is a coyote hunting tournament.
It is, and, you know, this is something that predator hunting has kind of become a more popular sport over the last probably 10 to 15 years with the development of electronic collars and tracking devices for dogs and all that good stuff. So predator hunting, in particular coyote hunting, is something that we've really seen an increase in activity, which it's good and bad, I guess you could say. It's great in that, you know, we want to have folks out there harvesting coyotes. They don't really have any natural predators in the wild, so it's important for us to do our part to kind of manage that population of that particular species. Some of the issues that we sometimes run into with coyote hunting is hound hunting for coyotes is very popular. And we as conservation officers often get a lot of phone calls, complaints from landowners of coyote hunters that may be driving all over their property. They may have turned their dogs loose to let them run across the property. And, you know, if the landowner is a big deer hunter, that never really goes well, because they don't like to see their deer disturbed. Sometimes they don't get permission to release their dogs. Sometimes they don't get permission to drive across properties. And that's when we kind of run into these conflicts. Some of the other things that we sometimes have issues with is when you see contest, I guess you would say, going on, that sometimes increases the need to violate game laws. And they may be shooting out of pickup trucks. They may be chasing down coyotes with their trucks. So obviously those are all things that are illegal. While we encourage folks to go out there and coyote hunt, we encourage them to do it the right way. You know, get permission. Don't be chasing them with trucks. Don't be shooting off of public roadways or out of windows. Because if you get caught doing that stuff, it's not fun for anybody. You know, you can potentially lose equipment. You can maybe even lose hunting rights to a degree. So, you know, people sometimes do things for coyotes that they wouldn't do for deer, because they find less value in the coyote, and they think we need to rid the planet of them. We're never going to get rid of coyotes. I hate to tell people. No, I mean, they've been around for thousands of years, and they've learned to adapt. Yeah. But it's a fun sport, especially if you've got an electronic collar or even a hand or mouth collar. It can be action packed, and now that we have a little bit of snow on the ground, that really kind of increases the hunter's odds of being able to see them. And if you play the wind right and kind of look at your setup, you can really be successful. So we hope folks have fun, and we do it safe. We do it the right way.
When's this going to happen?
It's going to be, I believe it starts Friday evening, and it will probably run through the close about dusk, I believe, or in the mid-afternoon on Sunday. I'm not exactly sure of the particulars on it, but it's a first year for it, so if they do it this year and it's successful, I would suspect that each year it will continually grow in popularity. So we usually see that.
Yeah.
So
you put a tournament involved, that gets a competitive spirit going, and these guys have a little propensity to break the laws anyway, so there's probably a little more of that going on. And you guys, as enforcers, you have a competitive spirit too, to a certain extent, that you want to catch these guys, so it might be good for everybody.
Yeah, and it can be a cat and mouse game with coyote hunters and using radios and electronics to communicate. But, you know, I guess the one thing to stress is that, you know, there's no coyote in the world worth, you know, getting in trouble for, or, you know, having a hunting accident over. And there's certainly no contest worth those things either. So I just encourage folks to use a little bit of common sense and, you know, err on the side of caution.
You bet. You mentioned coyotes have been around a long time. I read once that the coyote will pick the bones of the last human, and the crow will pick the bones of the last coyote. So
those
two species are probably going to be around forever and ever and ever.
They will. And, you know, they do some good. Coyotes, they clean up the deer on our roadsides for us.
Sure.
And so they do some good. But, you know, as I said, it's very important for us as hunters and trappers to manage that species, because if not, it can get out of hand. And sometimes I get calls all the time for people from Atlantic when they see a coyote in the city limits. They think it's somewhat of an emergency. And, you know, coyotes, foxes, bobcats, you know, when they get used to being around humans, we're lazy. We leave our trash out. We've got little fluffy puppy dogs running around out there that make a nice snack for them.
Yep.
So, you know, while they're probably not going to carry your children off, you know, using a little bit of common sense, maybe taking dog food in at night, cleaning up trash, and keeping an eye on your pets certainly will erase any problems that you may have with them guys.
Okay, sounds good. Good program, a lot of good things going on. Get out and enjoy this winter weather. Take my word for it, and Grant's word for it, that winter is a good time of year. For Lyman Ag Supply in Lyman, Iowa, and the Family Business Center in greater downtown Atlantic, this has been Bob Beamsey along with Grant Jelly, the conservation officer for Cass and Adair Counties, on this morning's Conservation Report.